Jeff Enkler, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
I want to start with him before we get into, like, business chat with him.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I just wanted to have us say, this is Jeff Enkler.
Oh, totally.
In the studios.
I want to, again, before I forget, I definitely want to bring up the convo we did the other night, because I think he's a good...
Oh, yeah, no. I figure we'll work our way there.
This is about the threesome between all of us?
Well, yes, that's part of it.
Okay.
There's nothing to discuss. That's happening. Tuesdays at 8.
Oh, I've been waiting ever since the
day. Right after an all-new selfie on ABC.
Threesomes. All right, Jeff Enkler, question for you.
Oh, I hate when you put me on the spot.
It's not that big a deal. I feel like you're going to have lots to say about this topic. Ghosts. Do you believe in them? What do you think of them? Where's your stance?
Wow.
You know, Halloween's sneaking up on us. 'Tis the season to be scary.
I figure they should be paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
If they're going to inhabit your house,
that's fair.
Do your part.
But haven't they, if they've already been in the house, previously occupied it and have paid their taxes?
Taxes never end, though.
Even after death?
No. Two things are guaranteed, death and taxes after death.
Now you guys got me. We were talking about politics and
well, we
taxes,
want to know more about your stance on taxes.
Yeah.
And illegal immigrants.
We were getting to ghost taxes.
A ghost illegal immigrants. That's my
question. Ghost protocol taxes.
Listen, there is a financial gap that needs to be made up. I think ghosting the taxes could do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think he's crazy.
Do ghosts use the same currency that we use, or do they have... Like,
okay, wow.
That's a great question, though. If you're going to bring up ghost taxes, he is allowed to ask that.
That is a really good point. That's fair. They probably pay...
Maybe they do pay taxes.
They probably pay in bones.
To the ghost... taxation man, they got to bow their head.
Oh, what a bummer.
The ghost sheriff comes by.
I picture him with like a lot of keys. You can just hear him coming
through a wall.
He doesn't need the keys.
He doesn't even need the keys.
He's just got them for accessory's sake.
It's a sound of fear.
All right, well, so fine. They probably have their own tax system and their own political ghost race going on. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what are your thoughts on ghosts? Do you believe in them?
I think so.
Okay,
I think so. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Have you had any like encounters with the
otherworldly
spirit world? Yeah.
Well, I did work on a ghost hunting TV show.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
And we'd go to celebrities' childhood homes with the celebrity, and we'd follow them around with cameras and a medium who spoke to the ghosts
of childhood celebrities.
Well, yeah, so celebrities when they were children. So Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin.
No way.
Went to his childhood home.
Shooter.
And looked for ghosts. The man's out of his fucking mind, by the way.
Yeah, I've had one or two interactions
with
him.
You didn't spell my name at the beginning of this. he's fantastic, but he's awesomely crazy.
Okay.
Love him.
What happened?
Oh, so.
What kind of ghosts did he have inhabiting his old house?
I believe it was... His house had some old slaves. Not that Christopher McDonald.
And the crickets.
Was a slave owner. But apparently his home.
Shooter McGavin was a slave owner.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, and I own slaves. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? I mean, you own slaves?
I believe that his home existed before he lived in it, and there were slaves in it. And a lot of the old slaves' ghosts were still around, as well as his uncle's ghosts.
You say you believe it, so did you see anything interesting happen?
Yeah, are you just trying to sell us the show, or did you experience anything via...
The show is on Lifetime at 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, then I probably have already recorded it.
Why he thinks the real...
Lifetime, for real men.
No, I don't believe in those ghosts. I was just pitching you that show. And my own personal experience with
you don't
ghosts,
believe in slave ghosts.
No.
Just like regular boo. Wow, we're scary and have a sheet on us.
Yeah, those ghosts. Those are the only ghosts that are real. Yeah, I believe in the spiritual world, but I don't know
how
if they come
be
back.
Be racist against ghosts. Just by the way.
Guys.
I do want to know more about this celebrity ghost stories type stuff.
Well, it is scripted.
Okay, so how many episodes of Celebrity Ghost Stories did you do?
I worked on 3.
Okay, so who besides Shooter McGavin did you do?
Who's the guy who plays John Tucker Must Die?
I don't know.
He's like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah,
2.0.
Yeah, super handsome and like muscular.
Yeah, I know the
Surprisingly,
guy.
Surprisingly, I don't know his name.
I fucking worked with him. I should know his name.
But should you?
I guess if I have a little respect for myself, I shouldn't.
So you have John Tucker, you have Sheena McGavin, and you
Some fucking lady from, like, General Hospital, some old bag.
So this is a scripted show.
It would not be good. Like,
picturing, like, a ShopRite bag.
So did any of these experiences open your eyes to the spiritual world, or did have your stance on it prior to the show?
I had my stance on it prior to it. This made me believe in it less, actually. It was so so terrible, so bad.
Have you had any interaction personally with the spirit world?
No.
So what makes you believe?
Yeah, what makes you believe in it?
God, why are you guys putting me on the spot like this?
Well, okay, so how about this? Gibson asked me the other night. He goes, oh, by the way, what's your stance on ghosts?
That's how you ask people that. It's like abortion. What's your stance on it?
And I ventured to say, I haven't had any experiences, per se. I know friends that have had experiences, so I'm kind of on the fence to where, like, I believe that that could and maybe is a thing, but...
I thought you said the best thing about it, which was when you said, I don't know if I believe in it, but I'm too afraid to say that out loud. And I thought that was really funny, because that's probably what most people feel, except for the people who do believe in it, which there are a lot.
In that sense.
Did I answer that question?
Well, in that sense, do you like...
People want to know what's going on inside you.
I guess, you know, I played a lot of video games when I was a kid, and, you know, there's the whole, like spirit of the world and all the souls kind of rebirth back into the world. And, oh, here's an example. I met this fucking hippie out in California when I was on a road trip who...
Who was he fucking?
A tree.
Mm. Yeah, that's just his, like, title.
He was explaining to me...
It's on his business card.
He's like a doctor, but he's just like a fucking...
Well, he used to be a doctor, and then he decided to just like live off the grid and get away from everything, because he was tired of the world.
So he now has a business card with like a scratched-out pin mark over the doctor, and has fucking hippie on it.
Exactly. And he was explaining to me and my brother, who were going through some tough times, that at this point in time, this was back in 2010, a lot of the souls, because souls get recycled... So, you know, right now a lot of the souls from the Civil War are coming back. Or like when we were born, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a lot of the Civil War souls were coming back. So me and my brother were actually two souls from the Civil War who actually had to fight each other in the Civil War. And so now we're butting heads, now dealing with our past life. That makes a lot of sense to me for some reason. That it's just kind of like everything's recycling.
Can we get this guy on the phone, this doctor, ex-doctor?
Yeah, I need to know what kind
hippie.
Of soul I'm rocking.
I'm very curious. I feel like I would be one of those disease-ridden stay-at-home moms that just cooked and cleaned and took care of the family. And so I just wander old farmsteads trying to keep a clean blaze.
And Geoff over here had to be a...
I was like King George.
Well, you guys had to be related somehow in the recycling. So, like, you were probably his abusive husband.
Abusive husband.
Yeah, and now
that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Too close to home.
Nailed on the head.
Okay.
So that's where I stand.
So there's something, you can't explain it, but you think souls are recycled.
A little bit.
Okay.
Inkler, you did celebrity ghost stories. So what did you do on those shows? How did you get involved with that?
Oh, I worked as basically like a grip on a set where I met a camera operator who liked me. We got along, and he ended up being a camera operator for the show and wanted me to be his assistant cameraman. So he called me up and was like, hey, come work, be my AC. So I got on that show, and it was a blast. I mean, they... take you up to like the Finger Lakes. That's where Shooter McGavin's old childhood house was. So you get paid to travel up
for the
day.
Record, we will be calling him Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, this is Christopher McDonald's crap. So you get the pay for just the commute up there for one day, then party all night. The shoot doesn't start till 2 in the afternoon the next day, and then you shoot all night.
We're not doing it right, Anthony.
Say, that sounds like a gig.
You know, they get you a really nice hotel for 2 nights, and then the next day you travel back and get paid for that too. So,
all right.
It was fun. It was
they probably have a lot of extra money when it's reality TV.
Reality TV, I just worked on another show last week, is the best work I've gotten. It's the most money and the most fun. Everybody, generally, at least in camera department, is super laid back. Like, it's like there's no rush to do anything. The day is like 6 hours of setup for an hour of shooting. And then like another 3 hours of setup for like another hour of shooting.
But so wait, I thought the cameras followed them around all day long.
Oh, no, 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 no. There's a...
Now I can't even believe in reality TV.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
You're building an even bigger cynic.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're telling me that's not really what happens in the time that it happens?
No.
Mind blown.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so you went from Celebrity Ghost Stories to...
The Singles Project on Bravo.
Oof. And how is that?
That was even more fun than Ghost Stories.
How so?
Like I said, more laid-back crew, more time to just kind of hang out. We had like hour-and-a-half long lunch breaks where we'd go out to restaurants and chill. And, you know, every day just felt like a party, you know?
We are certainly doing things wrong.
Oh, my God, so wrong.
After this episode's over, we're going to reorganize. Don't touch that comedy.
We're turning into a reality TV network.
You guys got a great studio here in this basement.
So, you've done a couple of these. Any other projects you've been working on or connected through these type of peeps?
Actually, no. I jumped from last week on that fun reality TV stuff to working for a company that does a lot of shooting for Fox Sports. And the guy I work under is the most the biggest hard ass I've ever worked for in my life. And every time I work for him, he's mad at me and yelling at me. And I wonder why he keeps hiring me again. And he...
He's that kid that take my abuse. I want him back.
Yeah, it's really weird. And he's actually bumping me up to be his AC for using a Red camera, which I'm terrified of. And I learned how to use it last week, which fucking freaked me out. But now I can AC a Red camera, which is really bizarre. And he yelled at me all week. And actually, I got really drunk on Tuesday night at the rap party for the Singles Project and was supposed to be in Midtown 6:30 in the morning from Brooklyn. And I had the rental van with all the gear. And I woke up to a phone call at 6:30 in the morning. Where the fuck are you? So I blasted through a lot of red lights driving to Midtown. I made it in 15 minutes. And we turned out to only be 10 minutes late to our shoot. But, God, I was still hungover and freaking out.
Did you meet any singles at this project?
No, everybody on that crew was, as they say, wifed up. Or, I don't know if they had a term for the women, but all
like
the guys
wifed up.
Wifed up works.
Yeah. But women are wifed up.
Yeah, everyone. I was the only single guy on there, and recently single, so that really sucked because I was really excited to meet a nice single lady. I met a really nice girl who had a boyfriend, but she still said she'd hang out with me.
She sounds loyal.
I said we could just hang out as friends.
That's how it starts.
Friends with pants off.
Or on, then off.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. It's the Singles Project on Bravo. Tuesdays at 8.
I hang out. Don't I hang out with your loyal girlfriend
all the
time?
Everything's at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, by the way.
I'm pretty sure I hang out with his loyal girlfriend all the time. Pants mostly off, usually. I mean,
well, that's what I figured. And I'm cool with it until the cameras start coming. You say you're an AC on this this Fox Fox Sports? Is that
yeah, right? Fox Sports. It's
What did you do on the Singles Project? Or
I was AC.
Just curious, AC
stands for?
Assistant cameraman. So on reality TV, that's basically...
AC Slater.
Yeah, right? Gangster.
AC Inkler.
And reality TV shows, they change batteries?
Battery and change tapes. They use like Blu-ray discs in these cameras. So
The qualifications for that? Change batteries and discs.
Oh, see, I don't know, because I didn't actually graduate college, and so... it's who you know, apparently. Like, everybody told me going in. It's all about who you know.
Wait, how did you not graduate college? I was at the college you attended.
Yeah, and I thought I graduated, and they told me after I thought I graduated that I needed 12 more credits, and I said, oh, fuck you.
Now, did you think you graduated and had a diploma, or did you just think...
I did the math wrong and thought I graduated and didn't have a diploma. And when I applied for my diploma, they were like, no, you can't have it. You have to finish all your courses. And I said, what courses? And
what did you have left?
Anything I wanted. 12 credits of whatever I wanted to take. 12 credits. That's all I need. One
how
full
about this?
Semester.
Sign up for school. I'll go take the classes for you. We'll get you that degree. How's that sound?
All right. We are both named Jeff, aren't we?
Yeah. I can pull it off.
We're both handsome. Our ID would be the same.
You guys look a lot alike. Yeah. Spelled the same way.
Yeah.
Same, like, body type.
Yeah.
Hair.
Totally. Yeah.
We're like the same dude.
Kind of. I think that's
except,
why we
except
enjoy
in my past
so
life,
much.
I didn't beat you. You weren't my wife.
Yeah, I like that.
We just hung out as friends with no pants on.
Much safer with a reality camera crew in present. So have you had any other projects like this? Are you, you've been doing some AC? And is this what you want to do?
That's the thing. It's like, I don't really know.
I don't know you at all.
I don't know where
I didn't even graduate college. You think he knows what he wants to do with his life? Come on.
Exactly.
Graduating college is overrated. It gets you so far in life.
Well, realistically, I want to do the same thing you guys do. I want to just run the show. You know,
it's so funny you mentioned that. We have an opening in the studio.
We just went through our 18th intern.
That's it. I wanted to intern for DTT. That's why.
I should ask a long time ago.
We might know a guy.
Yeah?
Okay. We could hook you up.
You got to go fire this asshole intern and turn my mic on this morning?
No, the truth be told,
David, get in here. You're fired. I want you out.
But please still be one of our three listeners. okay, so you wanted to run the show in like what sense? Like right now you're ACing. Give us more of that.
Yeah, well,
I actually know you, but people listening maybe don't.
Yeah, fair enough. I want to basically be like the guy I work for, where like I'm treating people like a piece
yelling
of
and
shit
screaming at
all
somebody
day.
And have them return to work for you.
But you know, in order to do that, I feel like it's good for me to constantly be around and surrounded by all these, you know, and work for these people, and I'm learning so much more than I ever learned in college. But yeah, I want to have my own company that gets hired out by like the guy that I work for. He doesn't work for Fox Sports. He gets hired by them. So like, I want to be that company that gets hired by people to do jobs for them. And then instead of making $300 a day or whatever, I'm making $2,000 a day. It's like,
okay,
that'd be nice.
How does one go about doing that? Again, just who you know?
I think it's exactly. It's how you get to know people. I mean, you just smile and talk and shake hands and show up at the rap parties and get fucking shit-faced drunk. And
you need a college degree for this job, correct?
I hope not. But if that's the case, maybe I'll take a course here and there.
Have you got a paycheck for these jobs yet?
Which ones? The ones I...
the ones you've been working?
Oh, no. They usually tell me I got to wait 30 days, and then I forget after a month that I'm owed money.
But there's nothing better than a random check showing up in your mailbox.
It is nice, but...
No, it doesn't seem like the type of career that requires a college degree.
No, nobody ever asks about college degrees. They say, do you know how to do this? And you say yes or no. And if you say no, then they don't hire you.
Really? They're not like, what did you get in English 101? I see that you only got a B minus.
Now... If we're about to bash on film school, I do have to say that...
We weren't about to.
It sounded like it was headed that way, like, oh, we don't need a college degree to get into film. My first jobs I got were, you know, realistically, because of the people I met in school. And that's how it all steamrolled after that.
Oh, yeah, no, and networking is great.
Yeah, but I didn't believe in that when I went. You know, it's funny? When I started school, I didn't like talking to people. I still don't really like talking to people, but I talk to people. Anthony especially, he hates talking to people.
I refuse. I was like, I don't belong with you people.
I didn't like any of these artsy fartsy fucks, you know. But now it's like, honestly, I feel like a lot of those guys aren't really working in film. I feel like the people who end up working in film are the people who weren't the artsy fartsy fucks. They're just like, all right, cool, like I want to do this and I want to make money, and you know, they're kind of like fun and not douchebags.
So what are you trying to say?
Get out. Get out.
I'm not talking about you motherfuckers. You guys, fuck you. You guys work in comedy. It's different.
There's nothing funny about this.
It's less than film.
There's nothing funny about this.
You're the unwanted children of filmmaking. Don't you know it?
You got anything else coming up as far as projects? You're going back to the singles project? We got some more celebrity ghost stories?
Singles project season one is over, and guaranteed we'll not get a season two.
So look for it on Blu-ray DVD this fall.
As far as work, work just goes, honestly, sometimes it's week by week at this point. And I literally, last week it was day by day, where I got a call Monday to come in Monday night and work.
Oh, wow.
And then worked Tuesday, Wednesday, and then got a call Wednesday night to work Thursday. So it's like, that's unfortunately the way it is. I don't get a set schedule anymore. It's totally in reverse, where I'm not working unless people call me. So I always say yes.
A true working nomad.
Well, and the more you say yes, probably the more work you're going to get.
Absolutely, yeah. But as far as like projects that aren't paid and personal things, yeah, I got a lot on my plate. I'm shooting some horror film scene with a couple of douchebags this week.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be great. And then I'm actually shooting a music video on Sunday. That's probably not going to be that good. But unfortunately, it's actually one of my personal projects. But I'm a little nervous that it's going to suck.
Is this your brother's band?
No, it's my buddy George met this girl, and Hopefully she's not listening to this.
Sounds like a country song.
My
buddy George met this girl, and I knew right away.
Are you writing this down, Anthony? I mean, come on. We got a one-hit wonder here.
It's locked. Got to memorize.
I mean, you guys want... I can start.
Is there anything else we want to know? We just want to know your industry-type stuff.
Okay, yeah. I'm working on a personal project right now. I just finished shooting.
Looking artsy-fartsy over here.
Yeah, real artsy. It's fun. I came up with a storyline of a bunch of creatures that live inside my dad's garden. And so I am going to animate the creatures, but I filmed all the scenes that they're in the garden this weekend. So I was crawling around in the dirt and, like, filming.
It's just like a Fraggle Rock type thing?
It's like a Fern Gully kind of thing.
Oh. So how do you go about creating this? That's fun.
How do I go about, like, creating the animations and stuff? Figure that out later.
Is that going to be claymation?
No, it's going to be, like, 2D animation, like cartoons. I figured it's a way to teach myself how to animate. And then I can finish my student film because my animator never finished that for me, prick.
Where can people watch your stuff when it is up and ready?
Well, it will be on Vimeo and YouTube, and I'm working on, like I said, being the showrunner, so I'm working on a production company. So I will have all that stuff launched probably in December or January.
Okay.
Cool. Ideally.
December or January. Put down your calendars.
Do we have a Facebook page or a website to find all this stuff?
Not yet, but it will be... am I allowed to say this stuff yet? Is it too soon? Someone going to steal my idea?
Tell me.
It'll be Rivers End Creative.
Rivers End Creative.
I don't think anyone listening to this is going to go lock that down. But good. If they do, good job. You're going to make no money.
We own all that stuff anyway, so they can't go steal my Facebook or website or anything like that.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
Alrighty, well...
That's all we got.
I bored the shit out of you guys?
No, not at all.
Just a little.
God damn it, Anthony. What's Simone doing tonight? You working?
She's supposed to hang out with this guy.
Fuck.
We'll get back to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to play some Cards Against Humanity with Jeff.
Hoo-ah!